21 False Claims and Hoaxes by Kamala Harris that ABC's debate moderators did not fact-check. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 10, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris issued a slew of false claims and hoaxes that ABC debate moderators did not fact-check during Tuesday's debate against former President Donald Trump. Here are 21 false claims and hoaxes that Harris uttered on live television, in front of millions of Americans. 1. Very fine people hoax. Harris claimed Trump called neo-Nazis in Charlottesville very fine people, a widely known hoax that Democrats continue to repeat, despite it being debunked for years by numerous outlets, including by the left-wing fact-checking website Snopes. 2. Project 2025 hoax. Harris accused Trump of wanting to implement Project 2025. This is false. Trump has repeatedly stated that he has nothing to do with it and hasn't even read it. Trump promptly corrected Harris on the debate stage, saying, "I have nothing to do, as you know, and as she knows, better than anyone, I have nothing to do with Project 2025. I haven't read it, I don't want to read it, purposely. I'm not going to read it. I have nothing to do with it," Trump added. "Everybody knows I'm an open book. Everybody knows what I'm going to do. Cut taxes very substantially, and create a great economy like I did before." 3. False claims on Trump trade deficit. Harris claimed the Trump administration resulted in a trade deficit that was one of the highest we've ever seen in the history of America. This is patently false. The trade deficit climbed to around $653 billion in Trump's final year as president, in part because of depressed global demand for U.S. goods and services and a U.S. economy that recovered sooner than most other developed economies. But the trade deficit never rose to the level seen under former President George W. Bush or the Biden-Harris administration. 4. Putin can do whatever the hell he wants. Harris claimed that Trump told Russian President Vladimir Putin that he could do whatever the hell he wants and go into Ukraine. This is false. Trump never told Putin he could do whatever the hell he wants, and he never told Putin he could invade Ukraine. To add insult to injury, this false claim is also coupled with stark gaslighting. Given that Putin appears to be doing whatever he wants during the Biden-Harris administration, such as invading Ukraine, and not during the Trump administration. 5. Dictator on day one hoax. Harris claimed that Trump wants to be a dictator on day one. This is false. Trump has never said this. Oddly, Harris attempted to justify her false claim by making another false claim, the aforementioned erroneous claim coupled with gaslighting, which was that the 45th president told Putin he could do whatever the hell he wants. Remarkably, Harris failed to mention that Putin has actually been doing whatever he wants during the Biden-Harris administration. 6. Blaming botched Afghanistan withdrawal on Trump. In another example of never-before-seen levels of gaslighting, Harris blamed her and Biden's disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal on Trump. After being asked point-blank, "Do you believe you bear any responsibility in the way that withdrawal played out?" Harris segued to talking about Trump's communications with the Taliban, suggesting that the Biden-Harris administration is not responsible for its own botched Afghanistan withdrawal. This is not the first time Harris falsely claimed Trump is responsible for her and Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Last week, her campaign tried to blame it on Trump, even though it happened 7 months after he left office, claiming he didn't give the Biden-Harris administration any plans on what to do. 7. Putin would be sitting in Kyiv. Harris claimed Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe if Trump were president. This is false. Russia under Putin invaded neighbors during the George Bush, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden administrations, but never during the Trump administration. 8. Bloodbath hoax. Harris also repeated the bloodbath hoax, falsely claiming that Trump called for a bloodbath if he lost the election. This is a long debunked hoax, as Trump was referring to the car industry. 9. Abortion monitor hoax. Harris claimed that Trump wanted an abortion monitor. This is false. Trump has never said anything like that. This is not the first time Harris has used this false statement. Breitbart News fact-checked this claim when she made it at the Democratic National Convention. Notably, Harris has never provided the basis for her claim, which is calculated to scare voters, but is simply fictitious. While making this claim, Harris also uttered another false claim that Trump seeks to implement a national abortion ban. Trump has repeatedly stated that he would not sign a federal abortion ban. Additionally, abortion is not a federal issue. It is a state issue. 10. Rental property hoax. Harris claimed that Trump refused to rent property to black families. This is false. The claim has been made for years, but it has never been proven. In 2016, the Associated Press did a fact check on the claim, reporting that Trump and his father settled a government lawsuit about it with no admission of fault. 11. Central Park 5 execution hoax. Harris claimed that Trump called for the execution of the Central Park 5. This is false. Trump never specifically called for the execution of the Central Park 5 defendants. Breitbart News fact-checked this claim when Democrats made it at their convention last month. 12. Suckers and Losers hoax. Harris alluded to the Suckers and Losers hoax by claiming that Trump had disparaged the military, including the fallen. This is false. The false claim that Trump called dead soldiers suckers and losers is a familiar hoax that has also been repeated by President Joe Biden. It stems from a report by the left-wing Atlantic, which has never been directly corroborated, and has been refuted by many eyewitnesses. 13. False fracking claims. Harris claims she never called to ban fracking. This is false, as she explicitly called to end fracking when running for president in 2019. 14. False oil production claims. Harris claimed that the Biden-Harris administration ramped up oil production. This is false. The Biden-Harris administration has actively worked to curb domestic oil production. Early in the administration, Biden ordered the Secretary of the Interior Department to halt new oil and natural gas leases on public lands and waters, and review existing permits for fossil fuel development. In 2023, the Biden-Harris administration canceled oil leases sold by the Trump administration in the Alaskan Wildlife Refuge and blocked new drilling. 15. National sales tax. Harris accused Trump of proposing a national sales tax. This is false. President Trump has not proposed a national sales tax. During the debate, Harris referred to a Trump sales tax and claimed it would add 20% to the cost of goods. She was likely referring to Trump's proposal to raise tariffs on imports. But tariffs are paid by companies that import goods from abroad and not by consumers. They are not a sales tax. 16. Distorting unemployment figures. Harris claimed that Trump left us the worst unemployment since the Great Depression. This is false, as unemployment was 6.4% in January 2021, not far from full employment, when Trump left office. 17. I was raised middle class. Harris claims she had a middle class upbringing, saying, "I was raised as a middle class kid, and I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America." This is mostly false. Harris had a rich Canadian upbringing, growing up in Westmount, a majority English neighborhood in the French province of Quebec. Amusingly, Harris made her middle class claim while completely dodging the question, "Do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?" And again, ABC moderators never brought her back on track to the question at hand. 18. Terminating the Constitution. Harris claimed that Trump wants to terminate the U.S. Constitution. This is false. Trump does not want to terminate the Constitution and has refuted this lie himself. Her claim likely stems from Trump's reaction in 2022 to a bombshell New York Post report that the Democrat Party colluded with what was then known as Twitter to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story ahead of the 2020 presidential election. The fake news is actually trying to convince the American people that I said I wanted to terminate the Constitution, Trump said in a 2022 Truth Social post. This is simply more disinformation and lies. Just like Russia, 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 and all of their hoaxes and scams. What I said was that when there is massive and widespread fraud and deception, as has been irrefutably proven in the 2020 presidential election, steps must be immediately taken to right the wrong, Trump added. 19. Sold us out to China. Harris claimed that Trump sold us out to the Chinese government with policies that ended up selling American chips to China. This is false. The Trump administration blocked the takeover of an American semiconductor maker by a Chinese investor, restricted exports to China's top chipmaker, and largely limited sales to China and even to third countries who do business with Chinese companies considered a national security threat, such as the telecommunications company Huawei. In another example of blatant gaslighting, the Biden-Harris administration reportedly started greenlighting third-party suppliers to sell chips to Huawei in 2021. 20. Not one troop in any war zone. Harris claimed there are currently no active duty troops in any combat zone anywhere around the world for the first time this century. This is false. There are currently active duty U.S. troops deployed to Iraq and Syria who have been under frequent attack by Iran-backed militia forces over the past year. There are also thousands of active duty U.S. sailors deployed to the Middle East who are facing attacks by drone strikes and missiles fired by the Iran-backed Houthi forces in Yemen. Earlier this year, three U.S. soldiers were killed on the border of Syria by Iran-backed forces. 21. Taking guns away. Harris claimed that she and her running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, are not taking anyone's guns away. This is false. Harris has campaigned on banning AR-15s and other guns that Democrats label assault weapons. Just last month, during their first campaign event together, Harris and Walz pushed for a ban on AR-15s and other guns. While ABC's debate moderators Lindsay Davis and David Muir failed to fact-check the plethora of false claims and hoaxes uttered by Harris, they frequently tried to fact-check Trump, with Muir even bizarrely fact-checking a joke the 45th president had previously made. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.